Welcome back, everyone, to Flowing with Splash. And today's episode, I want to talk about something that I heard Hermosi say in this new podcast that he did with, I think, Chris Williamson. And he was talking about how you've already achieved goals you said would make you happy. So you should just be happy now, right? And that segment of the podcast really hit me because I brought it down to like when I was younger, right? I brought it down to when the iPad came out and how much I wanted an iPad. Like, you guys don't understand. I would just go on YouTube and just search iPad giveaways, like, and apply and, you know, like, go and try to enter these giveaways for like all these YouTubers, hoping I can win an iPad because my family couldn't afford an iPad then. And now I have two iPads at the crib, and sometimes I don't even go on it, and sometimes I forget I even have it, right? And that's just one thing I can think of that I wished when I was younger that I'm like kind of currently living, right? Or even when I used to work at Home Depot, like, I just wanted to earn an income online. I do that now. I always just wanted to travel the world and explore different cities, make friends all around the world. I already do that now. And I just had to look at myself and I'm like, oh, then why am I limiting my happiness? Why am I waiting for something, right? Waiting for something, someone, some situation in order to feel that feeling right now, right? Because there's no reason for me to put all these limitations where when I can feel fulfilled and happy now, knowing that I genuinely do live my dream life right now and everything else is just a bonus and it's only getting better. Like, that's the way I think of things now, right? And that quote or that segment of the podcast really hit me and made me realize, like, I need to be more grateful, like, genuinely, right? Because in this entrepreneur world we are in, we see so many people that are way ahead of us, younger than us, better looking than us, have more thing than us, you know, just achieving more things than us. So it's like, sometimes it gets to you, sometimes it makes you feel inferior, makes you kind of put limits on your happiness and limits on, you know, like, for example, like, you may see someone with a Lambo and you're like, oh shit, like, I can't, I gotta grind until I get that Lambo. But it's like, yo, why don't you kind of just be happy, feel fulfilled, and just work towards the Lambo? Why does it have to be a, I can't be happy till I get that, or, you know, I can't be happy until this happens? And I hear a lot of people do that all the time, like, oh, I'm gonna do this once I hit my first million. Where it's like, bro, do that shit now. Like, you know, like, feel like you've already made your first million now and just do it. Like, why are you putting limits on yourself? And, you know, that's a huge thing, is like, because I can look back at so many things that I have now that I genuinely, like, I prayed for. Like, I prayed for so many of these things that I have now. And if I am not happy now that I've achieved some of these things, what makes me think that I'll be happy when I achieve these next things that are limits as to things I need in order to actually be happy or be fulfilled, right? Like for example, let's say, like, one of my goals is to get an Aston Martin, right? So if I'm not happy now, knowing some of these goals that I once set and I already achieved them, what makes me think that when I get an Aston Martin, I'll be happy, right? So that's like a huge mindset shift I have to make, is like, yo, I already live my dream life. There's so many things in my life that I literally once prayed and wished for. I've worked hard to get them, and I just need to be grateful and move life with gratitude than a life with scarcity and limiting beliefs where I think that I need to achieve this or do all this to actually get to that state. I don't. I can get to that state now. But yeah, hopefully, you know, that kind of gives you guys some good insights, even for you guys. I'm pretty sure you guys can write things down that you have that you once wished for. So, you know, just live life with a little bit more gratitude and don't put limits on your happiness or your fulfillment, because trust me, like, you can, whatever feeling that you want to tap into, when you get that X, Y, Z, you can feel it now, right? Feelings you can feel now. Like, you know, the circumstance might change as you grow and as you get better, but you can tap into that feeling now, and you should live life without placing limits on yourself. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that episode of Flowing with Splash, and I'll see you guys in the next one.